Okay. Because that's going to come up.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow we're just going to assess the status of Christianity.
Oh, man.
I hope. Or the day after that. Okay. So we've seen at this point several times that again, the Gemara asks, why can't you do business with non-Jews? The Gemara gives two possibilities, either Lifnei Iver, which we've dealt with extensively, not exhaustively at all, but extensively, and Harvacha, which we saw yesterday is a machlokas between Ritva and Rashi. Ritva basically thinks it's in the same continuum as Lifnei Iver. It's an increase in quantity. Rashi thinks it's Shem Elohim Achirim, Lorei Lo Taskiru. So that's what I want to do today, right? Rashi says that there's a different prohibition, that if the reason that it might be usher to do business with non-Jews around their holidays is that if I provide an animal that they wanted for their holiday, what are they going to do? They're going to be thankful when they go to their temple, whatever, mass, we'll see whether church is, right, whether Christianity is a Zara, but assuming it is, or whatever it is, right? They're going to thank their God, and you are the proximate cause of that, and that is a prohibition. So in order to understand Rashi, we need to go back and understand this prohibition. So the prohibition starts in the Pasuk, in Shmos, Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, who has a Chumash?
Well, he's knock off
the
machine.
Knock off.
It's not even, they don't have it, it's not Hebrew in there.
Okay, Danny, why don't you read the pasuk for me?
What? Ah, okay. He's giving them. B'chol omarti elechem.
Alechem.
Yeah, alechem. Timoshru
v'shameiru.
Tishameiru v'shem Elohim achirim. Loi taskru.
Taskiru.
Taskiru. V'loi ishma alpe.
Alpicha. V'loi ishma alpicha. Okay. So the pasuk says, everything I've said to you, you should keep. And shem Elohim achirim loi taskiru. Don't mention the names of other gods. Lo yishoma al picha, they shall not be heard on your mouth. Right, that's the pasuk we're talking about. Translate that pasuk for me.
What?
Second half. Shem Elohim Achirim lo taskiru. So that's easy, right? Don't mention the names of other gods. Lo yishoma al picha. What is lo yishoma? No. What does yishoma mean?
Heard.
It shall not be heard, right? It's not, right? It's passive. So now, translate. Now, what's weird about that? Really, shama al picha.
You don't say it. It should not be heard. Be heard by your mouth.
Right. So good.
Sounds
so,
like it's repeating itself.
Correct. It sounds like it's repeating itself, but also lo yishama al picha. So what does it mean, right? Why don't you just say, wait, what is it adding, right? Don't mention the names of other gods. What does lo yishama al picha mean? Right, what is that passive? Lo taskiru is active, right? Don't mention the names of other gods. And then it says in lo yishama al picha, they shouldn't be heard on your mouth.
Right.
So, right, not only did it double it, but the first half of it was active.
It shouldn't be said because
when it's
read. So this is the question, right? So the question is, right, what could, before knowing what the Gemara is going to say, right, what could lo yishama al picha add? Right, the passive language. What could it add?
It's not.
So one, what we'll see is the Gemara is going to say, right, that what it adds is, not only can you not mention the names of idols, but the name of an idol can't be heard because of you.
It's like saying blood is on your hands. You didn't necessarily kill the guy, but you're still, there's a responsibility that you
that's
did.
Okay, so that might be the same as what... That might be the same. That might not be the same.
Well, according to one of them, it is.
So one way... So it could mean, right, the passive language could mean, lo yishama al picha, meaning don't cause others to say it.
Right.
Right, but what else could it mean?
Don't have them say it for you.
But that's the same thing. That's the same thing.
Huh?
What else could it, right? What else could the passive language imply?
Don't cause others to say it.
Let's try it this way, right? You get really angry at someone, right? So you say, stop talking, right? Right? And at some point, they keep, you know, doing but, right, whatever. So at some point, you just say, right?
Shut up.
Either shut up or... Right? I don't want to hear you. Right? I don't want to hear you. Right? What does that add?
You're not
you don't make any form of any noise.
What? Yeah, I don't want to hear noise. Like, I don't want to hear the butts. I don't want to hear the you know, I don't hear anything. Right?
So the Torah's not just saying don't say it. They're saying, like, don't even It shouldn't ever be heard from anyone ever.
Well, so that
regardless
comes back.
Who it is.
Well, no, so that goes back to what both Yosef and Nachum have said, right? Which is don't call, have anyone else say it. But it could just mean you, right? You could say, Lo taskiru, don't say it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything.
That you cause someone to say it is.
No, that's different. Okay, look.
That even if you say it, it's
what is, what do I mean, right? If you look at Ramban, right? The Ramban says...
No, you were in the right time. We were in the wrong spot.
What? No, it's the right one. It just goes on to the next page, right?
Nope, we were looking at that Ibn Ezra.
Well, I gave you the Ibn Ezra also. I gave you Ramban and Ibn Ezra. So the Ramban says, Here we go.
I messed that up. I bet again.
That's fine. He says, Lo yishama al picha. So he said, the first possibility he says is Lo yishama al picha shmam afilu b'lo zecher elohut la'azkir malchum v'asim haklal. Is that the first possibility? Is that it means don't mention the Avodah Zarah, even not by name. Right? So the first possibility is, right, it's the don't talk, I don't want to hear anything. Right? So the Ramban says, what does it mean here? Lo taskiru means don't say Vishnu. Right?
Yeah.
And then Shem Elohim Acherim, and Lo Yisham Al Picha means don't like say, well, I want to have a conversation today about the deity of the Hindus, right? I don't want to talk. I'm not going to say the name, but I want to have a conversation about multiculturalism and, right?
What do you mean Vishnu?
What? Brahmin. What you...
He's just giving an example.
I know.
You want a Shiva. Which, I picked one Hindu god. You want a different one? I don't care.
It's funny how you...
Fine. Zeus, Jupiter, Hermes, Mercury, Greek, Roman pantheon. Who do you want? Saturn. I don't care. Neptune. I don't care.
My neighbor's name is Vishnu.
There you go.
They're Indian.
I don't care. Like, which one do you want?
No. The Av is Lo Yishama Al Picha. Comes to mind. The Av is Lo Yishama Al Picha. Like, don't mention his name, and the Toda is don't even
like. It's sort of like that, right? So the Ramban says it could have meant that, right? That's possibility one. The second possibility the Ramban brings, though, is what Chazal bring. So actually, you know what? Is what Chazal bring, which is, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says it means, no, what you said, which is, don't cause someone else to say it. Now, where would they get this notion? So the Ezra...
Is it Ramban or the Gemara?
So the Ramban quotes this, but it's in the Gemara. So the Ibn Ezra says... I hope it's here, because I don't know if this one actually has the Katzar. The Katzar and the Aruch. The other one does. The blue one does. Yeah, but it might not have the two. He wrote two commentaries. No, he does say it. Okay, it is here. He says, "Vizeu." He says, "V'amar lo taskiru shlo taskiru shmo sam li shavah bahem gam shlo yeshbiu bahem avdeh." You shouldn't mention it to swear by it, and you shouldn't cause other people to swear by it. Vizeu lo yishama al picha shetashbiu bo acherim. Right, the passive language tells you don't cause other people. Okay, so actually he doesn't make this point here. Now, the Ibn Ezra says, okay, prove to me which one it means. Which one does it mean? Does lo yishama al picha mean don't talk and I don't want to hear anything from you? Right? Or does it mean I don't want you to talk and I want you to call someone else to talk? Which one does it mean?
Could be both.
So it could be both. But the Ibn Ezra in the Katzar, sorry, it's not here, has a raya. He proves...
We did everything wrong today.
No, it's fine. But you did the... What's his proof? He brings a proof from...
Ibn Ezra.
From Yoshua.
That's why none of this made sense, because I noticed Ibn Ezra wasn't quoting that.
So the Katzar, in the Ibn Ezra Katzar... Right, the Ibn Ezra Katzar notes that if you look at...
fully English Yoshua?
This is really not helpful.
That's the worst.
Everything was in English.
That's like the second worst.
But he says, if you note that in Yoshua, in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says as follows, Right? Yeshua is warning the Jewish people not to get involved with the idolatrous nations that were in Israel. So don't come amongst them. Uvishem Elohim lo taskiru. Don't mention vilo tashbiu. What does tashbiu mean?
And don't be here. Swear.
No. And that's what he that's even Ezra's proof. Tishbu would be don't swear. Tashbiu is to adjure.
Well, geez,
is to cause someone else to swear. It's to cause someone else. Lo tashbiu is to don't adjure someone, right? I mean, don't swear. Don't make someone else swear.
That's right.
That's
what the Evan Ezra says.
Yes.
Not even the Hakatzars, the regular Evan
Ezra. No, correct, but he doesn't quote the Pasuk in Yeshua. Yeah, right, in the Katzar, he says that
fine.
It's explicit.
So that's what you're saying. Okay,
You're right. The Ben Ezra says the same thing. It's in the Katzar. He notes that it's actually a pasuk in Yeshua. Right, Chazal aren't making this up. Right, you're right. There are two possibilities, but the pasuk in Yeshua strongly supports the second view. Now, I gave you the Mechilta. Now, the Mechilta understands this grammatically like the Gemara, but different in terms of its bottom line. Right, Loishamal Picha, it says Zuazhar Lemesis Lumediach. What's a Mesis Lumediach? Shimon.
That is a person who makes a city into a Yirani Dachas.
Or right,
or
so it's someone,
who gets other people to do it.
Correct, it's someone who gets it either an individual or a whole community to worship idols. So right? Terrible guy. The worst. Literally the worst. Right? In all of Shas, he's the worst. He's the only person that we right in last week's parsha, if you remember Rashi. If you did Shai Mikra, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Tes, that the reason Hashem doesn't ask the snake, why did you sin, and just punishes him, is because, Ein Potchen Lemesis. Or if someone incites other people to sin, we don't give them a chance to defend themselves. That's how bad it is. So, now, the classic case of Mesis in the Gemara is, it's worse than Lifnei Iver, right? It's Lifnei Iver times a million, right? The classic case of Mesis in the Gemara
is causing someone to sin.
No, so this is more. This is inciting. This is incitement, right? Now, the classic case in the Gemara, in the Psukim rather, is Avodah Zarah. There's a machlokes that poskim whether it extends to other things. And Ramosha Feinstein has a well-known but very, very, very controversial tshuva where he argues two things. One is that Mesis isn't only for Avodah Zarah, but it's for any sin. Fine, I can accept that. Right? It's controversial, but I can accept it. And then he makes a huge leap, which is if you invite someone to your house for a Shabbos meal to be Makariv them, but you know they're going to drive, you are a Mesis, and therefore instead of you think you're being good.
That?
Yes.
Whoa, that is controversial, man.
Yes. So therefore, Moshe goes, he says, oh, you think you're being Makariv them. No, you're the worst sinner possible in all of Judaism. Right?
Wasn't he makel with shaitels? Isn't that a classic case of a woman making others sin constantly?
Ishes? Why?
Because there's a possibility of ashes ish.
Shaitel?
Yeah.
I don't think shaitels are the primary primary responsibility for adultery.
It's not primary, but it's an erva according to.
But Ramosha thought it wasn't. Ramosha thought
he's makel.
Correct.
For specific reasons, like if a woman goes to work, doesn't feel comfortable.
No, Ramosha. Ramosha says it's fine. Ramosha says shaitels are fine, and that husbands shouldn't get involved. Let your women, let your wives do what they want. It's not your business.
Well, if you read his shuva, he says
he's more than one. But
Rebbe, there's
more than one.
Yeah, there's more than one.
If you invite someone over to be the car, then you're supposed to offer them a place to sleep.
No, so Ramosha said it doesn't matter if you know they're going to drive. You're a Mesis. You're the worst sinner who could ever have lived.
Give them an opportunity not to drive.
Doesn't matter. Ramosha didn't buy it. Other poskim did. I'm not saying Ramosha was accepted. I said this is a controversial tshuva by Ramosha, right? It's a very controversial tshuva by Ramosha. Now, parenthetically, I have a personal theory about Ramosha's tshuva, why he got so angry about this in the 50s. Not why he held this, but why he was so angry. Because it's a very, very angry tshuva.
It was like the real steam powered engine.
Because it was written right after the driving tshuva in the conservative movement, yes. But if you ever read the tshuva and the driving tshuva, it's not called the responsa to permit driving on Shabbat. It's called essentially the kiruv tshuva, right? It's our plans to rekindle the commitment to Shabbat. Meaning, it was cast as a kiruv tshuva. Like the conservative movement said, we're going to allow people to drive to shul on Shabbos because that will ensure that they are committed to Shabbos. Because otherwise, they won't be. Right? So this was a whole polemical era.
I don't like this. Hey, that I can only go. Imagine how Dannyone feels. You love praising the guys who drive to Shalom Shabbos.
No, I never said that.
Anyways.
Said,
point is,
they go to years school, later, they could easily go out? To a restaurant with
that. Yeah. Look, Ismar Shorsch apparently said recently, he was the chancellor of JTS, that the downfall of the conservative movement was the driving to it because it meant that communities fell apart because you could drive.
They don't have to live near
the shul. They don't live near the shul. Yeah, like it helped, it contributed. Anyways, not important. Someone told me that's what he said. I don't know if it's true, but okay. Fine. The Gemara takes, like the Ibn Ezra notes from Yoshua, takes the position in Sanhedrin that this is the prohibition. So let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah that says that I know there bishmova kai bishmova reza velosa. Say if you of a Jew takes a vow or an affirmation by the name of a non-Jew, so that's a lav. So then the Gemara discusses this. This is in 4b. Who wants to take the Gemara? Okay, good.
4B. It's on the sheet, right?
Yeah, on the sheet.
That says, that's not 4.
Sanhedrin 4.
Oh, I'm probably on the wrong sheet.
On the other? 4B.
Oh,
Gemara.
Okay.
Right?
That says, Samach Gimel on
base. Yeah, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel on base.
That's 4B?
No. 4.
Oh,
in my outline,
okay,
4B.
Okay.
No, not 4B in the Gemara.
Yeah,
63B.
Yeah. Got it.
In the Gemara, 4B on the sources. Right. Okay.
Hanodar Bishmo Viham Kayim Bishmo Hareze Belo Tase.
So, right, Hanodar Bishmo, that's one who vows in the name of an idol, or Makayim Bishmo is affirms, or something like that. Right? It's.
Behold this, you shall not
know. It's a low sase, right? So it's prohibited.
Noder bishmo, Mekai bishmo minalan. From where do we learn this?
Good.
Titania, that we learn in Brisa, Vishame Elohim Acherim, Lo Tazkiru. Lo Tazkiru. You shall not mention another God's name. Shelo Yamar Adam Lechaver, that a man should not say to his friend, Shamor Li, guard for me.
Right. Shamor Li, Bitsad Avot Dezer Plonis. Meaning, yeah, guard for me, meaning wait for me.
Right.
Shamor Li is like, you know, stay on guard, on lookout for me. I'll meet you.
Bitsad Avot Dezer
Plonis. Instead of saying, you know, meet me at the apartment, you say, meet me
to do a vodazara.
No, not to do a vodazara. You, as a landmark.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You say, meet me by the Sistine Chapel.
Ah, so place of a vodazara.
Correct, because what are you doing? You're giving chashivos, right?
To
you're giving
place of
to that place.
Chapel.
What?
The 16th chapel.
What?
I said the 15th.
I'm sure he knows what the Sistine Chapel is. I trust Europeans to be cultured.
No, because what's it called? 15, it sounds more, it's really like 16, because there's also a 15th, a 14th, and a 13th.
Yes, 16, spelled C-I-S-T-I-N-E. Sistine.
It was a bit, because we were messing with them. Because you wrote the 15th chapel.
No, I would.
Anyways, continue. Yeah.
Chapel.
You should not
hear from your mouth. It should not be heard from your mouth. Shelo yidor bishmo. You shall not swear with a name. Velo yikayim bishmo. You shall not be
affirmed by its name.
Velo yirom leacherim. She drew Bishmo Bikame Bishmo. Devara.
And you shouldn't cause others to swear or affirm in the names of the idol.
Right.
And that's the prohibition we're talking about. Remember, now this is where Rashi gets it from. Right, the reason you can't do business with a non-Jew.
Yigrom is cause.
It's cause. Right? Is because you will cause others to swear in the name of the idol. Dover, or thank the idol, Dover Acher.
Dover Acher. Lo Yishma al Piha. It shall not be heard from your mouth. Ashara lemisas vilam dia.
So this is like what we saw in Mechilta.
someone who causes someone to sin.
Correct. Specifically idolatry, right. We'll assume for the moment. Mesis, behed yuksiv
behed.
So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk? Why are you hinting it? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Behedya is explicitly ksiv be. Right? It's in the Torah.
The pasuk in Shema that we say.
Right, no, there's Mesis Mediach, it's later on, but not important, okay. Right? Well, yeah, everyone should be a pasuk. Right, should see, hear, fine. Ella Azhara Lemedia.
Azhara Lemedia. Awarding to.
Right, so every time you have a prohibition, the Torah in order to punish, you need it to be doubled, right? So you have the original one, plus you have an Azhara. So Gemara said, okay, the second Pasuk for Mesa Mediach. Don't give me such a headache. Fine, it's the second Pasuk, okay? For Mediach. Okay, fine.
Velo yigrom la'achirim shiyidro bishmo v'yishi kaima bishmo. And you shall not cause others to swear with his name and.
Affirm.
Affirm.
I'm picking an English word. Okay, whatever. So Messiah is this supports.
Supports the father to the father of Shmuel. Right?
Correct. The Amar Abu Shmuel.
Amar Abu Shmuel, that the father of Shmuel says, Asr la Adam Shiesa shows. Shutafos im hanachri, and it's forbidden for a man to make
a business partnership,
a deal with, or a partnership with a non-Jew. Shema, maybe yidchayev lo shivua, he might swear. V'nishba b'avodizara shilo, and he'll be, he might do. It might be a avodizara. That Torah Amru Lo Yishma Al Picha, because the Torah says you shall not, should not be heard from the mouth.
Good, right? So this is the Gemara's.
So this is the
Gemara's presentation that there is this prohibition of causing an idol's name to be said, and there's a derivative of that, which is don't even do something which might cause that to happen, right?
Bavli now explaining it.
Yes. Yeah, the Bavli explaining this position. Okay. Now, I mentioned, right, this is practical. Well, first of all, this is obviously practical, because if you just read the Gemara, you can't be in any business deal with a non-Jew, right? Which, as we'll see in Halacha, you know, between this, which says you can't be in a business deal with a non-Jew, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says, and you can't do business with them 3 days before and 3 days after their Yontif, which
you
is Sunday,
can't do business.
You can't do business at all, which is why we have to, you know...
Rabbi Broid discusses a lot of this.
So a lot of people discuss this. Everyone discusses it.
Yeah, Rabbi
what
Broid
saying was we can't swear or be...
Yeah, he's great, except this was dealt with for hundreds of years before him.
No, I know. I was just saying, like, he came and gave us a shiur. It was like, cool shiur.
So, yeah, so hopefully he was supposed to come this Sunday, but he's in Shiva.
Yeah, so talking about, like... Can't
his father passed away. What could you do? Rafa Dan Emes. Yeah.
I'm renoting it. So it's like
okay.
You can't swear to her.
Now, remember, I said, if you remember, I said that this prohibition pops up in unexpected places. Right? What was the example I gave from the Eretz Come to Tshuva? Yoga. Right? Yoga. So there are poskim who said that yoga bechlals of Odezar. The Lubavitcher Rebbe came out and said, you know, in the 70s, yoga is about Zara Zeo, that's all there is to it. Many other postgames said, no, it's not, it's been desacralized. But if you are going to a yoga studio where they actually say the chants, even if you don't, it's usher because lo yishama al picha, because you are causing, you know. Now, right, Ayer Leibowitz and Shear said, if they're right, there's a nafkamina, because it depends. If you go to a yoga studio, it's usher. But if you do yoga in your house based on a video, the name was already said, right? Oh, yesh ladon.
We're gonna see the
play with that fire. I don't understand.
Rabbi Leibowitz said, "I'm not doing it." He said, "I'm not doing it because I'm not sure it's mutter, and because the one time I tried it, I almost snagged my neck. So you know, whatever. I would never do it. It's always good to be able to hide your weaknesses in halachic language. So I can say the reason I'm not doing yoga is because I think I'm machmir. I think it's avodah zarah. Realistically, if I did, I would snap my. Avadai break something.
Chiropractors make a lot of money off of yoga.
Avadai, I would break something.
Alcoholics always have excuses. Shabbos, lefoy Shabbos kodesh. But you're on your 18th. Lefoy Shabbos kodesh.
Yeah, Basavi.
Look, this is how the Jews, you know, had such a big alcohol business during Prohibition. But we need it for Kiddush.
Religious.
Then we sold it. Sacramental wine was the exception, right? There's such a thing as grape juice. Listen, we're machmir. Not everyone thinks grape juice is good for Kiddush.
The Shabbos over a cup of wine.
You first can't swear.
You can't call others to swear. And then Avuah D'Shmuel says, because we don't want you to get to a situation where we can't call someone else to swear, so you can't even enter into a business agreement, which might lead the other person to swear.
Maybe with yoga, he's going to say these things.
Yeah, but you can't be the cause.
You're not.
You are.
People in the room.
No, you're involved. Look, if you're going to go to yoga studio, in Kvar you can do yoga, do the yoga without the chanting and the getchkas.
Let's say it's free. You're not paying him, you're not giving him.
So if you have your all women's / all men's one in the heart of Bodo Park, they shouldn't have a getchka. You know, as Rabbi Leibowitz said, right? Don't put the idol in the middle of the room.
What? No, I mean, you said he can't do chanting or getchka.
A getchka is Yiddish for like a little idol. They have them. Like some of them, they'll have like little statues. Don't do that.
I don't do that.
I know it's...
I love when you put like Yiddish words like something.
I do it just for you.
Yeah?
No.
There's a lot of guys.
What?
Psychiatrist.
I mean, I do it more for you. What?
No. Psychiatrist. Wait, I use Getchka in our health lab. Like a little toy or something.
No, that's Chachka.
Chachka, right.
Getchka's a little of a dessert.
The psychiatrist ran our health class, and on Mondays would be like, you stay quiet the whole time. Either you stay in complete silence, or you give a mantra, which is like just a word you constantly say to yourself.
Yeah, but so in the classic yoga, the mantras are all names of Hindu gods.
Okay, so
back to Vishnu.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So the idea
of mantra.
So the idea of a mantra isn't a Bodhisattva. It's the idea of saying.
Really, if it bothers you, I'll pick a different god.
No,
Krishna.
I find it.
What?
You have to say it like that.
It's
Krishna.
I think it's just me. Krishna. When I give examples, my mind already knows. I said this guy before.
If you would like, I will just go through the Greco-Roman pantheon. Okay.
It's like funny how you always bring Vishnu always comes to mind first.
He records all shares.
Yeah. I can pause it.
This, by the way, is somewhat. Okay, the girl's gonna be listening this year. She's gonna hear your voice.
What?
Okay.
I just can't hear her voice.
So, but here's the question. Okay, but let's try to understand this prohibition here. Here's the problem. Okay, I gave you the little summary here. The Gemara presents that there's a prohibition to make a partnership with an idolater, right? On the chash, that what's going to happen? Are these candies worth it? By the way, I took one. Are they good?
They taste like coffee.
Okay.
Where are they? Really?
They were in there. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay. This is an infomercial, by the way. If they want to sponsor our shear, we can say that they're very good.
Are they soft?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the question. The Gemara says, Avuah D'Shmuel says, don't make a partnership with a non-Jew, because you might come to the point where you're going to have a disagreement, and then you're going to end up swearing, and then you're going to swear the shame of a desire.
That's a stretch.
Why don't you just say, what should it just said? What should it just said?
Don't swear with
Don't make him swear. Right? Don't make him swear. And now you have an option. Either you don't go into partnership, or you get into a partnership, and then what do?
It's like a getter.
You don't swear. Whatever.
The Torah's not allowed to make a getter.
It's derabanan, right? Lo yasa shutvas.
It's a getter.
Okay.
What's wrong with
so,
that? Well, I don't know. What's wrong with that?
So, one second. So, the Rishonim debate. Why didn't the Gemara just say, don't swear? So, there are different possibilities. Right? There's a Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam.
Because then we wouldn't understand about not causing someone else to swear.
No, so why don't you just say, don't make them swear? Right?
And that wouldn't imply that.
So, or let me pose it differently. Let's say like you got into a deal.
Both from one.
You could. Well, one is derivative of the other, right? I mean, you couldn't learn it out. One is derivative, right? Don't cause them to swear, and don't enter in a situation which might get you into a situation where they would have to swear.
It doesn't say you can't swear.
No, that's for sure. That's lo taskiru. That's the first half of the pasuk. Like, no, there's two parts of the pasuk. No, there's two parts of the pasuk. Lo taskiru,
right,
and lo yisham al picha. Lo taskiru is you shouldn't, and lo yisham al picha is you shouldn't cause others.
You just said they should only just say don't swear.
No. And not say don't do business with them.
Oh.
Now, you could just say it's a derabbanan. Right? The deraisa.
Because you're not allowed to do things that would put you in this situation for them to swear.
So why don't you just say, so it's possible. Now,
you put yourself in situations that
right, so it could be that that's a derabbanan on top of it.
With all this, though, it's all very not good working with Rashi.
We'll come back to Rashi, but let's first try to understand this. So now if I ask you, okay, what happened? Let's say you got into a deal with a non-Jew, and now you have a disagreement, and now you go to court, and they say, okay, we're willing to believe the Jew, we're willing to enter into this, but the non-Jew has to swear, right?
Well, that's different.
So now, what should you do?
That's
should,
not
so what happens? Yeah. No, it is. It is.
He's swearing on.
No, he's swearing.
Because you went into business with him, it's because.
No, let's say you did it. You went into business with him, and now you're in court, and now he's about to swear. What should you do? Should you let him swear, or should you just lose the money?
He's not allowed to swear.
Here in court, he's going to swear. The court says.
Well, depends if it's that, doesn't it? Depends on the
that's
right?
So that's what really. If he's crazy.
Well, what should you do? Tell me, what should you do?
How big is it? What? Lose some money. Pay some of the
go good. So tell me, what should the answer be?
Well, who's guilty?
Then he should have the guy swear. So
wait, what's derabanan?
If getting him to swear.
Good.
If
do you think getting him to swear is derabanan? What does it sound like?
Why do you want my opinion?
I'm asking you.
I'm trying to do the
it's if,
good. Good. So tell
it's
me, what do you think?
Assisting him in the swearing.
What do you think? Is shame elohim achirim? Lo yisham al picha. Is that derabanan deraisa? When I say don't make someone swear.
Seems pretty deraisa.
So you say swear. So what should you do at that moment? Should you give up the money? Should give up the money. Who says that?
Who says that? I don't get it.
No, not the Ramban.
Well, then,
the Ramban. That's how we
did you get to Tosvos?
No, we didn't get to Tosvos.
Okay. So let's look at Tosvos. Tosvos says, also, let me show you Shutvos. Omar Rabbi Shmuel.
What is Shutvos?
Partnership.
I had that word before in another Masechta Shutvos b'mamon ha'yisa. It was something with his money.
Partner. So also Rabbi Shaza Shutafus. I'm a Rabbi Shmuel. Who's Rabbi Shmuel? I just told you. The Rashbam Shmuel Bar Meir.
That's what we said. Yeah.
Right. Kol shekein shvuat, but they can't kabel emena.
So it seems like the Rashbam holds deraisa.
Yeah, he says deraisa. He said, look. Don't get into a business deal, and if you get into a business deal, right, or for whatever other reason, a non-Jew has to swear to you, what should you do? Give up the money, and don't make him swear, because it's an Isser D'Oraisa. What's the normal rule? How much of your money do you have to give up, rather than violate an Isser D'Oraisa? How much of your money do you have to give up to not violate an Isser D'Oraisa?
100%.
All. 100%. Thank you.
Really?
100%. For an Aseh, it's a Chomesh. Right?
Chomesh.
A fifth. Meaning to not do an Aseh, a positive mitzvah, it's a fifth.
Mabatal
Aseh.
Mabatal Aseh.
Hanukkah is an exception, right? But the general rule is a fifth for an Aseh. But for a los Aseh, to prevent violating a law, all your money. Right? All your money.
That's.
Right? There was a famous case about this.
So even if you're not.
Whatever, we're going to do it now.
Even if that person is at fault, you have to give up your money to it. You have to give up your
correct.
Money.
That's what the Rashbam says. Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam Omer, look at the top of the next page.
Rabbeinu Tam
Omer
says,
except the right mutter lekabel imenu ashvukom shiavsid, except the vow. Kedam berakam zechaz avod zara avod gilulim dimal ve'alpen yifron avod gilulim. Another way of saying avod zara. Dimal ve'alpen yifron imenu mivneishu kematzal miyadam velo chayshin on dilma azilu modem. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you know why it says don't do business? Because you shouldn't get yourself into that situation. But if you're in that situation for whatever reason, and now the only way to ensure that you don't lose money is to make the non-Jew swear.
So Rabbeinu Tam is basically saying it's derabanan.
We're going to see tomorrow, or hopefully, or maybe in 2 days, that the second half of Rabbeinu Tam is going to give a bunch of reasons why it's mutter. But the simplest reason is, he says it's only dirabana. Now, Or not even Darabana?
No, he says even lower than a Darabana.
Ah, now what would the... Good. So why would it be true? How could you say that it's Darabana? How could you say that it's not... That it's not us, sir.
You didn't expect him to swear.
What?
You didn't expect him
to swear. So either you say it's not Pashur but in the Pasuk, right? So, one, now if you want to do that, what you'd be saying is that the whole interpretation of Lishama al Picha isn't Daraisa. Right? Who takes that position?
One more time.
Right? What, one possibility is to say, look, even though it sounds like it's Daraisa, it sounds like it's from the Torah, it's not. And I, we have a Pasuk. Okay, it's a Drasha, it's not a real Drasha, it's an Asmachta. Right? It's not really Daraisa.
Okay.
So who says that? But you haven't gotten there yet.
Megillah.
So there. So the Gemara in Megillah gives us reason to think this. Right. So let's look at the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says as follows. Who wants to take the Gemara in Megillah?
I will.
Do we?
Good.
I feel like we're leaving things on the
time of,
what?
I feel like we should, did we answer Rishonim's question?
We're in the middle of them. We're in the middle.
Oh, we're still in Rishonim's thing.
We're in the middle. Yes.
Because why was Rabban now? Rashbam talking about it being Darabanan.
No, so Rashbam says, the Gemara says, don't even get into a business deal. And of course you can't take the vow. Right? Why can't you get into a business? Why doesn't the Gemara say, don't take a vow? Because the Gemara is saying, look, obviously you can't take a vow from him. But not only can you not take a vow from him, but Darabanan, we tell you, don't even get involved in business deals. But let's say you got into a business deal with him and he now has to take swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah. You can't let him do it. Right? Zeo. Right? That's easy.
So that's just Rashbam, and then Tosfot and Rabbeinu.
Okay. Oh, Rashbam is in Tosfot. Rashbam is one of the Baliyat Tosfot.
Oh, it's not Darabanan. Right? It's more like a hey, if you're smart, you just won't go stomp on business.
Right, or it's advice or whatever it is. But according to the Rashbam, the Isser of Shem El Emachem L'Yisham Al Picha is
Daraisa.
Is Daraisa?
100%.
Rabbeinu Tam says no. If you're stuck in a situation, you're allowed to let him swear.
Right.
Instead of lose the money.
Right.
Now, okay, look, before we look inside, why would Rabbeinu Tam say that you're allowed to let the guy swear rather than lose money? One second, answer my question first. Why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, are you allowed to let the non-Jew swear rather than lose money?
You're not allowed to.
You're allowed to let him swear rather than lose money. Rashbam says you can't.
Because that money that potentially... That the money
it's Nachum and Dani.
Remember, keep in mind that you have the halacha is rather than violating Issa Daraisa, you have to give up your entire fortune, everything you own.
The money you gain goes to others.
Again, doesn't matter. Because like I just said, to not violate a law, right? To not violate a prohibition, you have to give up all your money. Period. End of story. All money.
How is it not you to swear as a Daraisa?
According to Rashbam, it is.
Oh.
Yitz notes, one way of getting out of this is saying, it's not. Right? It's not. If it's Darabanan, or not even Darabanan, and it's just an Asmachta.
That doesn't matter.
Right?
You can do it.
So then you can do it. But that is, so one way of doing that is saying that causing a non-Jew to invoke his deity in a swear is always not Daraisa.
Right.
Or never Daraisa. More problematically.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Never Daraisa. There's another possibility. There's another possibility.
Right?
Right?
The possibility is that it's...
Think conceptually. Right? Or think carefully. Right, one possibility is to say that it's never biblically prohibited to cause a non-Jew to invoke the name of his deity.
Situationally.
Why situationally? Why different?
Well, there are situations where you can end up in a situation where they need to swear without having gone into business with them. Would
okay.
It completely not be a Daraisa.
No, it would.
It wouldn't, because you never went into business with them in the first place.
Okay, fine, but even if you didn't go into business with them... But how could you say that it's biblically prohibited to cause a non-Jew to invoke the name of his deity, but it's not usher to make him swear in the name of his deity. Try that one.
How could you say that?
One second.
Because it just says in the Torah, you shall not hear. It should not
but, but you're doing it, right? You're making him say it. Think out of the box for a second.
Wait, Rabbi, can I ask a question?
How could it wait?
One second.
Wait, say it one more time.
Avodazar regularly, so he's already.
No, so that's for sure, but you're causing him. What's the problem?
He's already.
Come on.
Say that whole thing one more time. How could it be?
If it's biblically prohibited to cause an idolater to say the name of his idol, right? To go to the yoga class and make him say whatever he's chanting,
right?
How could it not be usher to have it, on a biblical level, have him swear in the name of his idol? Tomorrow we'll see other reasons, right?
It's the land. Anyway. It's the laws of the country.
It's his choice to swear.
The second F, what you said, what is true. The first F is not.
It's his choice to swear. He could swear if he wants or not.
Like, he could swear on anything he wants.
Like,
come on, think about it.
He
think.
Doesn't have to swear. No,
okay, let me try.
He's not being.
Why?
You're not,
do you want him to swear?
You're not.
Why don't you want him to swear?
You're not telling him to swear.
Because
then you're
the
over Allah.
No, there's a better reason you don't want him to swear.
It's not for you, it's for
then,
the court.
Then, better reason. Because you think he owes you money. What type of vow is he going to make in the name of the idol?
He doesn't.
Fools! You don't want him to swear. You want him to give him your money. You're scaring him by saying, sure, take a vow. It could be that it is biblically prohibited to cause an idolater to invoke the name of an idol. In this case, I don't want him to swear. I want him to admit that he's lying and give me the money.
You're not using swearing as an actual swear. You're using swear as a tactic.
Right. No, we.
Oh, it's for your benefit.
It would be to my benefit for him not to swear.
If he told me he didn't steal something, right? And I said, oh yeah, would you swear about this, that, and the other?
It's just a scare tactic, right? So that's what we'll see, is that this is going to be the machlokes, is that some Rishonim are going to conclude, like gives a suggestion, that Lo Yishama Al Picha isn't really biblical. Others are going to say, no, causing an idolater to say the name of his deity is biblically usher. Why isn't it usher to have him swear?
Because you don't want
him. Because I don't want him to swear. I would rather him not swear and just tell the truth and give me my money back. Okay, but that's what we'll see tomorrow, so I guess we'll get to the status of Christianity in 2 days. Yes, Max, what's your question?
My dad used to. Yeah, guys, please.